swing right, sometimes they swing left. And little things can do it. I think the abortion decision hurt the Republican Party in the last election. Whether you're opposed to it, and I'm pro-choice, but I don't think it's a constitutional right.
Right, right.
You know, but I think, you know, guns, the right to keep and bear arms is absolutely a constitutional right, no more clearly stated than any other right in the Bill of Rights. And then people are trying to take that right away from us, and they're trying to create rights that don't exist with the 14th Amendment.
Exactly.
And it's absurd. I mean, the right, and there again, I don't care what your sexual preference is, but it's not a guarantee. It's not a constitutional right.
Well, and I'm at the end of the day, I believe in liberty. I think it solves a lot of problems. And, yeah, it is strange that it has to be this big package deal that if you're pro-choice, you must also believe in, like, single-payer health care or something. Or if you're pro-Second Amendment, you have to be pro-life at the moment of conception. Like, it doesn't follow that you have to believe all those things at the same time.
Well, you know, my thing with abortion is a fairly simple thing is that I don't think the government should be involved in making decisions like that to tell a woman, and it's not reproductive rights. I just don't think the government should go that far to say, you can't do that. And I understand that there's a segment of the population that thinks that life it starts at conception. And that's their right to think that, and they can vote their opinion.
Right.
I don't share that belief. And I think most of the country it thinks that there should be reasonable laws for abortion, and I'm against late-term abortions. I think the Supreme Court, when they set the standard, is a reasonable standard. But you know, the country that we live in, and you pointed that out early, the government does whatever they do, and it, no matter what it does, at the point of a gun, because inevitably, if they want to make you do something, it's at the point of a gun. It don't matter if it's a library book that you didn't check back in, or if you didn't do your taxes or whatever it is. They will eventually come for you with a gun, make you do what they want you to do. And what choice do you have but to do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you in big trouble? But, you know, I think you're a constitutionalist or to some degree.
Yeah.
And I think that if you know, it amazes me that people think the Constitution is an outdated document, you know, and it's a living document. Yeah, it is within certain parameters. It is, and I think what you've said before about individual areas being able to set their own standards is reasonable, as long as they fit within the framework of the Constitution. You know, we can't have Sharia law as some group will say. Well, we want to start our own community, and we're going to impose Sharia law. No, you're not. You know, because one of the founding principles is the government cannot endorse religion. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have religion involved in things. Just like, you know, they said the separation of church and state. That's not what it says. It says the government cannot endorse religion.
Right. Well, and I mean, if you want to go to a mosque and live your life under your choice of Sharia, or maybe you're an Orthodox Jew, or all sorts of denominations of Christianity, you can make your own choice on how you want to restrain and enjoying your own life. But you're right that you can't have the government imposing this stuff. But I got to hit my top of the hour break. Average Joe, always appreciate your call.
Thank you.
272-9228. Eddie Bader should be here before too long, I think. We'll see. More news and views when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump indicted by a Manhattan grand jury. The exact nature of the charges unclear because the indictment remains under seal, but they stem from payments made during the 2016 presidential campaign. Mr. Trump's surrender will happen early next week. President Biden in Mississippi, he's in a town ravaged by a deadly tornado last week. This comes as a series of severe storms threatens again to rip across the Midwest and the South. Today's report from the Commerce Department showed that consumer prices rose 0.3% from January to February, down from a 0.6% increase from December to January. Measured year-over-year, prices rose 5%. On Wall Street, the Dow had 239 points, the NASDAQ up 145. This is SRN News.
This Easter season, join world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli for an unforgettable journey of hope, beauty, and music. Experience musical performances from Michael W. Smith, Tori Kelly, Taya, and Torrin Wells across the awe-inspiring Italian countryside. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, brings you face-to-face with the moments in life that define us, the music that moves us, and the relationships that matter most. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, in theaters April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Find out more at thejourney.movie. That's thejourney.movie.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to preserve our nation's history? Consider purchasing a Blueprints of Liberty brick. Each purchase helps to build Liberty Village, a unique destination that brings our founding history to life. This family-friendly location will provide an opportunity for youth and visitors to encounter our founding history like never before. Visit UnitedWePledge.org to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick today.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a very warm last day of March today. Warmer than yesterday, slightly more humidity, high in the middle 80s, a little breezy, partial sunshine. We'll be dry through the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But in the overnight hours, and particularly closer to Saturday morning, a lot of showers and storms will cross the area. There could be a couple of stronger storms, but I think the main severe weather risk will stay well northwest of us. It'll be breezy tonight, low 66. Improvement tomorrow afternoon, high 81. Pretty nice Sunday with a high around 74, partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
Another Alabama congressman is responding to last night's news of an indictment against Donald Trump by a Manhattan grand jury. Congressman Mike Rogers posted on social media today that the indictment against Trump is a sham and a fraught attempt by the far left to weaponize the American justice system and to do the dirty work for Joe Biden in a courtroom. Rogers says that the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, is making a mockery of the U.S. Constitution and should resign immediately. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
State lawmaker Chip Brown files legislation that would prohibit local and state agencies from using ESG standards in the process of awarding public contracts. ESG stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Policies that are applied to the investing process. HB 188 would also disallow for a personal ESG rating to be applied in the hiring, firing, or evaluation of an employee who is part of the public contract. And city leadership in the town of Clanton is moving forward with the development of land off Interstate 65. Previously, the city and county leadership had bought 500 acres of that land together in order to create a farm center. However, those plans fell through. Now the city is going to buy half of those acres and begin a commercial development. The paperwork for that property sale to Clanton is currently being finalized. I'm Andrea Tess.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Monday.
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
If you get a cough, please leave the room.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to the final hour of News and Views on a Friday. Just a moment, I'll announce the winner of the Sweet Creek gift card drawing. Lucky person going to win $60. First, let's go to Charlie, who's been very patient. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, man, I got a personal opinion. You know, we look at we look at our country. We're very blessed that we're born in America, where we have a situation like no other part of this world. But, you know, it's one thing, Joey, you can't go against the laws of the land and biblical laws, or you're going to suffer the consequences. And I think, really, when you think about it, that we wonder why so many things are out of whack. It's because that's what we have done as a society in the United States. We have taken everything that this country was built on, and we've twisted it and changed it, and now we're suffering the consequences. And that's starting from the family all the way down. And, you know, it's like people are, well, why is this going on and why is that going on? Well, look at what we're doing. We accept things that are just not acceptable. As far as morals, as far as God's law, we accept things that are not acceptable the way this country was founded. And, you know, we're actually doing it to ourselves. I remember, you know, growing up in the 60s, you know, we had laws of the land that, you know, you take somebody that went out there and murdered people, they suffered the ultimate consequence. Mm-hmm. They gave their life up. We don't do that anymore. What we do is we try to get them off. We try to find something to lighten their load, but we don't look at what they've done to their victims. You take kids, even referring to the kids that were killed last week or the first of the week, whenever it was. The young person that killed them, he, she, whatever it was, had to be really mentally screwed up.
Yes.
Well, that falls back on the parents, Joey. It's got to. Every bit of this stuff has got to fall back on the parents. You know, if I got out of line growing up, I got my butt tore up. And I knew to think about that if I ever wanted to do it again. You know, there was discipline in school. We, you know, schools at one time were just to go and enjoy being with your friends and learn things, play sports, and it was a good memory once you graduated because of all the people you grew up with. Now, our kids go to school, and parents worry, are my kids going to be able to come home in the afternoon, or are they going to get wiped out? You know, it's ridiculous. Abortion. How can somebody be pro-choice when we're killing innocent babies? Human beings, we are literally just slaughtering them. And how would they feel if they would have been slaughtered, but they're pro-choice? You know, there is no choice in that matter. It's God's law. Now, God's law says that we have got to live by the law of the land. And if that law is incorrect, God will, you know, he'll come down on whatever's going on. But, Joey, it's so mixed up, man. It's like, you know, it's like mixing oil and water. It really is.
Well, and I think the revolution, unfortunately, continues. I even, you know, it's interesting where there are folks putting out today, I think Biden put out the statement himself that, you know, even trans people are made in the image and likeness of God. A lot of folks
really got into that. But I bring that up to make this point that some of the, well, not talking about the deeply held faith and theology, some of the social tricks or aspects of Christianity, that's how I would describe progressivism, as sort of secular Christianity. You take out all the, you know, divine parts, and it's just human beings, but they make kind of the same claims. It's the least of these, and like even the person, but it definitely goes astray when you take out,
well,
you know, that grounding, right? Foundations that men didn't build.
That you've hit the nail on the head. There are so many churches this day and time that are more, they're not churches any longer. They're more like country clubs where people go just to socialize. There's churches that have stood the ground and did not accept pastors being admitted into the church that were gay or trans this, trans that, upside down, right side. They haven't accepted that because you just cannot do that. But anyway, hey man, I got a good movie I want you to watch.
Sure.
Have you seen the movie The Outlaw King?
No, The Outlaw King.
The Outlaw King. Do you get Netflix?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, go to Netflix, pull up The Outlaw King. You know, what was the guy's name that fought against the British? He was Scottish.
Oh, Robert the Bruce.
Yes, yes. It's about him after William, what was his name? William...
Wallace, yeah.
You know, William Wallace. After they, matter of fact, the movie starts out with them dismembering his body, and then Bruce takes over from there. And to me, man, it's an excellent movie.
Well, I'm looking at a preview of it now on mute, of course, but yeah, I'll check it out. I'll add it to the list. I've got a big stack now of books and movies and things to watch. Good thing I only, you know, work 3 hours a day or so they claim.
Well, you know, it is really good, but you know, I even recommended the Pale Blue Eye,
right?
Movie with what's his name? The guy, Christian Bale. He stars in that movie. That is a really good movie too.
Okay.
And but the Outlaw King, it's good, man. It is really good, and it's true. It's true from well, you know, it's based on history. So, you know, how much of it's true, I don't know, but the tail end of it gives you his, what happened to him once he actually became king. And it's amazing. It is. But he stood for the right stuff. Stood for the right stuff. I tell you right now, you know, I've been in business for 30 years. And when Trump was in office, people that were running businesses, we felt like we had a really good future ahead of us, and things were looking up.
Right.
And then all hell broke loose. Anybody that would rather, I would welcome Trump back in any day compared to what we are dealing with today, because we are in a screwed up situation. And I feel more for our young people than anybody else. I mean, there's a lot of other people that suffer out here, but can you imagine what our youth, our young teenagers, and the little ones are going to have to be brought up in if we don't get back on track,
right?
So to speak.
Well, but I really do believe we still have free will. It can start as an individual level, then to the family, to friends, to your local community, your city, your state, your nation. I really think people need to have hope that, well, have hope or at least have faith that your hope and your love can see you through even the worst times. I appreciate it, Charlie. I got to run.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
272-9228. Let's see who's on line two. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. I can't believe it. But I was anticipating Eddie coming in, but I want to give a shout out to that caller right before me. He's absolutely right. I agree with him very much.
Thank you, Robert.
Tell you about New Life, and you being an uncle, I'm going to tell you about New Life. New Life comes in, that's where your heart changes, and you understand things way more clearer than your own life. In other words, because the big part of an individual, any individual's life is how you affect that young life. In other words, because they're innocent, right. They come to you, and I think you're going to be a great uncle, but I did have a different thing to say,
but
Eddie
yeah.
ain't made it in. Hey, but I'm going to say, Eddie, put your damn eye drops in and get rid of that glaucoma and see your way to coming to work, all right?
Thanks, man. Abusing the privilege when he knows. Oh, look at this. Eddie's here.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
You see what I'm dealing with when you're not here.
Yeah, well, you could have came and helped me.
Yeah.
You'll take the day off for the jury duty, but not when your buddy's down. I got you.
The show has to go on. I'm doing the jury duty against my own will.
I did this against my own will.
You like your property. That's the tip. But how you doing? How's it going? First day of messing
yeah,
with
you? Yeah, it got a lot of demo done. I'm sore as I can be. I really appreciate my buddy Jimmy coming down and helping me out. We had his equipment down and all we can do.
On the good
beautiful
news,
day for it, though. Man, it was gorgeous.
And you look great. That T-shirt's kick-ass.
Like
you
like that, man?
It's like all mullet and glasses. Right, I like maybe. That.
I think it says I'm here to party or something like that.
Sue's on line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Good evening.
Hey, Miss Love.
Hey, Miss Love. How are you doing?
Oh, God is in control.
Amen.
Oh, I'm fine. I want to say amen to that man that said about the social club. But I bet he didn't go as far as I went. My last church was so bad that I wrote a 3-page letter to them telling them about themselves and how ungodly things were. And in that letter, I said, I am leaving. I do not want to belong to a social club. Believe me, I told them that. But it's a loss of churches getting like that. But we just got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We just got to be his tongue, his feet, his hands. And just hold on. The day will come. No man knows the day or the hour, but this world is something else. But I never, never, when I was a little girl and my grandmama used to take me to church and think, I can't believe the church went from a wonderful, godly place to what it is today. Now, we got some good churches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pray that they hold on to and just keep preaching God's word.
Well, I appreciate the call, Miss Love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Love.
272-9228. Oh, before I forget, we have a winner.
We got a winner?
We've got a winner of the Sweet Creek $60 gift card drawing.
Sweet.
And that winner is... Oh, my goodness. Emery. Emery, give us a call at 272-9228. You are the winner of the Sweet Creek $60 gift card. And Emery, just call in, give the correct month and day there to Eddie, and we'll get you that gift card. Congratulations, Emery.
Congratulations, man.
We got to hit a quick break, but first, this part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, and they're at New Look Decorating. Well... Brett Lanham, the manager?
We need me some new look when this is all over.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah, through this, yeah. We got a stain, man, yeah. It's going to need a lot.
So you're going to go by there, say hi to Brett.
I'm going to go by there.
Jordan and Katie.
And I'm going to ask him, hey, could you come to my house and give me a personal, you know, what you personally think I should do?
I think he'll take you up on that.
Well,
I might have to warn it. Give him, he's a sponsor, you know. I'll give him fair warning.
Yeah, but we definitely got some projects. I'm looking forward to dealing with them on it. Like I said, everything from paint to stain. I've got some interior projects we got to do. And they've helped me out in the past. They're absolutely great people. I want to have them back in the show. That's energy, man.
Absolutely.
He has got some energy.
He's passionate about what he does there. They put together a great team. Brian Carr, the owner, really knows what he's doing. And, of course, they sell high-quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies.
Right.
Whether you're doing it yourself like Eddie Boy here,
yeah.
Or you're contracting out the job, before you hire a painter, go by New Look Decorating Center first. Ask them, hey, who should I hire to get this job done? And they've have been in business for 40 years.
Oh, they know.
For good reason.
Chewing.
Yeah. They're very effective. They know all the contractors and painters in town. They can help you. Now, you can always call New Look Decorating at 271-0007. That's 271-0007. But I really encourage you to stop by that showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right here in Montgomery, where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it there in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. And be sure to tell them that News and Views sent you. We'll come back to Cranky and others at 272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader is here.
In the house.
You know, when you're not here, you had a good reason. And I know you've been working your tail off.
You're going to give me a massage. My back is killing me.
I'm trying to say a nice thing. Like, I feel like I'm missing a part of me when you're not here.
Oh, Joe.
Anyway.
I missed your announcement, but I kind of already knew, but I'm glad.
Oh, that I'm going to be an uncle?
I think this is really going to be good for you. What I do worry about, though, be honest, you're going to start being a little more, less picky about who you might go on a date with. I think you're gonna hear the biological clock ticking. I don't want you to fall for that.
Maybe, though I am noticing just the more years I have behind me and also the more I just go through life and different things. Like, you know, some of those barstool podcasts where the girls talk about
Mean Girls? Dude.
All this stuff. Like, I have no time for those
Well, let me go ahead and tell you,
beaches.
I don't know those kind of women. Thank God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and if you ever end up with one of those, I'm going to be the guy that she's not going to like, because I'm going to be telling you, Joey, she's got to go. She's got to go.
Spoiled bratty vampires.
Man. Yes.
Let's go to Cranky. Hey, Cranky.
Hey, Cranky.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, another day.
I got it. All this politically correct stuff, it's just so much to keep up with. You need a dummy's guide to PC. I read where this trans girl joined a fraternity at a college. And I'm just sitting here going, you know, can the fraternity blackball her? I mean, is that okay? Or how does that work? I mean, or is that just off limits because of her status? I just, you know.
So this is somebody born a girl who transitioned to be a dude to join a fraternity?
Yes.
But how far
can
is she transitioned?
Can you blackball her? Or does it matter whether she's pre- or post-operative?
Right.
I mean, you know, there's, what does Amy Vanderbilt have to say about all this crap? Where the hell is she when you need her?
Well, I know the prisoners that they've done that swap on, whenever they put a male prisoner that identifies as a female in a female prison, they always end up with female prisoners that are pregnant. So I kind of expect this to probably go the same way. Yeah.
I just, I don't know. It's just so confusing anymore. But seriously, folks, they started a shooting war, and you won't let us groom your children, so we'll kill your children. You know, is that where we are now? Because that's certainly what it looks like to me. And that's exactly what the White House is promoting. It's all about the shooter and their cause, and not
right. Have you ever heard of that before, where they came out from the get-go and kind of defended the shooter's side? And how come the world isn't outraged about
that? Yeah, they did that whole thing with Islamophobia.
Exactly. It was more subtle with Islam. But you don't blame the person. In that case, you blame the weapon. In this case, you don't not only not blame the person, but you support the person and their cause.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because they're American and they got patriotism all of a sudden? I don't think so.
I don't either.
Well,
it's just a really pathetic day in America when that piece of crap up there in the White House, and everybody's just applauding him. Right. What was it? Madonna is giving a concert, and the profits are going to go to the cause, not the victims.
Well, nobody cares what that lizard queen has to say anymore.
Boy, you got that right. That swamp gas, where lizards live has affected her brain for sure. It's sad.
I appreciate it, Cranky.
Hey, have a good one and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good weekend. Thanks for picking us up.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. So, Ben, if you're out there listening and you notice that you're just always run down, tired, lacking energy, motivation, and drive, well, it could be low T, low testosterone. And there should be no shame about it. There are a lot of men going through this. A lot of them don't know it. They know how tired they are all the time, how they're never in the mood. But that's a thing, by the way, which is just sad.
Yeah. And their sleep pattern will be off.
Yeah.
Irritability will be high.
So you're going through all that, but you don't know the cause. Again, it could be low testosterone. And for only $99 in about an hour, you can know your testosterone numbers there at Montgomery Men's Health. And if you do, in fact, have low T, they have treatments that can truly change your life. Most men after these treatments experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, and you might even notice an increased sex drive.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that, Joey.
That's what I like to hear. So call up Montgomery Men's Health today. Make an appointment, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views. Let's go to Duke. But actually, before we bring on Duke, hello, Sky Mosley.
Sky Mosley's here.
Greetings, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm glad I'm here, and I've got...
What's up, Sky?
What?
What's up, Sky?
What's up, Duke? Good to hear from you again.
Yeah.
Duke keeps some... Keep some ride on the other show.
I'm just glad that you're here, Sky, and you're here, Eddie, so I don't have to deal with Duke myself.
I'm going to straighten him out a little bit over there, though, I see. I'll get with him next week on it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm counting on you, man.
I ain't feel like fooling with him today, but I got to straighten some stuff out with them over there.
So what's on your mind today, Duke? You got a big smile on your face today, buddy?
Not necessarily. I got a smile and I got a smile.
Yeah?
Megan McCain, I like her the best, though. What did Megan McCain say?
I don't know.
I'm hungry.
You know, old Donald said something about her dad and said he don't like people. He don't like people that get caught.
Right.
Old Megan shot something out. She don't like people who being indicted. You said that, I that's fact. How do you like that?
Well, I'm looking at Meghan McCain's fat husband on TV right now, the guy on the left.
What did you say last night, though?
No, what did she say?
Give me some Twinkies.
You didn't read? You, pull it up.
No, like, who cares about Meghan McCain?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I like her.
I wasn't that big a fan of her dad, to be honest.
She's Dan McCain's daughter. But anyway, I feel sorry for Donna. What's her name? Donna from Queens.
Donna from Queens. Well,
yeah, I feel sorry for her, like I told you the other week. You know, this guy, he make it easy for the people to get him. Look at that crap he did in Georgia. When it all out, saying, go find him some daggone thingamajig, some boats. So, these people don't have much to do to get him. Then old Lizzie Graham, oh, Lord, I almost knocked my TV out, but I said, no, I can't go find me another one right now, but I'm going to keep it for a little while. But old Lynn's on there just crying and crying.
Oh, was I haven't seen that either, because I could really give a damn about Lindsey Graham or Sean Hannity.
Oh, he had snot running from his nose and everything.
I'm so tired of this crap, Eddie. So tired of it, Sky. He's our president.
We need to
you get down to Georgia and you support Herschel Walker right now. Wait, I mean support Donald Trump in jail. Like, God, shut up, Lindsey.
Man, that guy. They're just prima donnas. Like
smoked him a big fat one last night, though.
He's no, Duke. I will say that it's easy to indict this guy. I don't think this is going to work out well for this DA. By any means.
It probably won't. You know, but it, I mean...
He gets to throw a rock at the beast.
You can't be sloppy. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be a crook and all that stuff and do dirt, then you got to be more smooth with it. You
got to be smooth like Hunter Biden smooth?
Yeah. You can't be bold and in your face kind of thing and sloppy. You know, a sloppy guy.
I wonder if anybody can stand the investigations and the persecutions and that Donald Trump has gone through and come out without an indictment.
Right. That's
seriously. Any politician.
Yeah.
But can stand up to that kind of scrutiny.
And that's what I worry about. DeSantis.
I suggested the other day, let's send them all to Gitmo.
Hell yeah.
All of them.
All of them to a beach resort?
Yeah, but you've got to play soccer against the bad Cheeto Mussolini or whatever.
All right, send them.
Put them all in a big cage. Mm-hmm. Let them fight it out.
Have y'all ever seen the big green? I'm better than anybody.
Donna, say you go, hey, Mr. Donna. How you see I'm going to look like, sir, if you get one?
Well, Duke, yeah, I've never been to prison, but if I do go, I'm going to be a better prisoner than anybody.
The best, Joey.
I don't know why Trump started sounding like a Valley Girl there for a second. I'm now confusing him with Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, this is a shame.
I got to run, Duke. I appreciate it, man.
Love you, Duke.
All right, man. All right.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I think this is actually, in terms of Trump's popularity, going to blow up in the folks going after him's face. It's been, like, the main way that I think their news companies and all sorts of folks going, oh, they're seeing dollar signs. Yeah. Oh, Trump back in the news constantly?
It's a revival.
All right.
Yeah. Couldn't be better.
This part of the program brought to you by Carl Schmidt there at the Herb Shop. And, of course, Carl can help you with a diet management plan. You going to see him about that, Eddie?
I can if that'll make you happy.
I think you should.
All about making you happy. I'm a catch line, too.
That
one hurt.
What have you done?
No, I'm just making a stupid little fat joke, and he's getting into, like, the... Anyway, Carl can even help out Eddie when it comes to diet and weight management, but he can help out anybody else. And, of course, it's all about, you know, the psychology of good habits, but it's also about getting your vitamins and minerals right, making sure you don't have any outside toxins in the body. And right now, I continue to be a guinea pig when it comes to this LifeWave X39 phototherapy patch. What does it do? It stimulates stem cell production within the body. It makes you feel 10, 15 years younger. And it's working for me. I'm on my second course of it. And I'm telling you what, I feel great in the gym. And I had this bad shoulder impingement.
Yeah.
Shoulder injury. It's gone. I was pressing a good bit of weight this morning, brother.
No problem, huh?
And I credit Carl there at the Herb Shop for helping me do that. So, folks, you need to stop by and see him there. Brand new location of the Pepper Tree Shopping Center right next to Jalapenos.
Or you can always call Carl at 271-2882. That's 271-2882. And be sure to tell Carl that, well, you heard about him here on News and Views. I got to hit a quick break, but we'll be back.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I see that spring a-coming is rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, it seems like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So, y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye, grocery store.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a very warm last day of March today. Warmer than yesterday, slightly more humidity, high in the middle 80s, a little breezy, partial sunshine. We'll be dry through the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But in the overnight hours, and particularly closer to Saturday morning, a lot of showers and storms will cross the area. There could be a couple of stronger storms, but I think the main severe weather risk will stay well northwest of us. It'll be breezy tonight, low 66. Improvement tomorrow afternoon, high 81. Pretty nice Sunday with a high around 74, partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
Do you have a new nickname or something?
Huh?
Do you have a new nickname?
A new nickname?
Somebody said, don't forget to tell you you're doing a great job, Tasty Cakes.
It's a nickname you and Eric are trying to get over.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you call me Tasty Cakes?
I don't know.
No, spell it out, big boy.
I think if you and me are going down the beach in Jamaica in the grill, and you've got that Speedo on that says Tasty Cakes, we're going to make some great content videos.
I like Summer Eddie. He's, you know, he's got the shorts, he's got the shirt. He's all about the summertime.
Yeah. I think we'll have a nice cool rum drink in our hand. That'd be some Jamaican women coming up asking you about tasty cakes, and you could explain it to them. Sure, there'll be some German women. Lots of European women over there. Lots of European women.
It's sure to be a conversation starter.
Oh, it is. Definitely. Who is this Tasty Cakes?
So, really, you and Eric are just constantly fixated on my backside, on my caboose.
No, Joey. Here we go.
Sounds a little...
goes back to Eric and I are married, so therefore we are living vicariously through Joey.
Is this like the beginning of one of those adult movies? Like, man, I'm so tired of my wife.
No.
Me too, brah. You want to go camping?
No, Joe.
That's what it sounds like is what you're throwing down. Can't no. believe I missed you for 2 hours.
This is 80.
What in the world? What in the world?
No, Joey, no. It's a Friday the 13th kind of movie, if it's anything.
My goodness gracious. Sky, like, you don't know what I'm dealing with here.
I can only handle the last 45 minutes.
Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
What's up, Sammy?
Walking down the beach with those shorts on, little glass bottle of melted butter hanging around his neck. I see it clear as day. It's beautiful.
What's the melted butter for?
You know what? At the end of the day, I blame myself. Because apparently, whatever vibe I'm putting out, it's attracting jokers like y'all. All right?
Well, you know, the sideshow has slipped into the regular show. Mr. Clark, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah,
you
too. No, in all seriousness, I have my jury summons right here. I was supposed to report in next week, and I hate it, but I had to call in and get it postponed.
So how did you get out, Sam? It was just a phone call? Was it that simple?
Yeah. It's a postponement. I'm not getting out. Planning to serve, but yeah, man.
$20 says Sam gets picked, but Joey doesn't.
Oh, well, sure. I did last time, and you know what? The process worked.
I think once you tell them you're in radio, you're done.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, neither am I.
I'm the first one struck every time.
You wear that shirt?
Mm-hmm. Or something worse.
Tasty cake.
I got to figure that out.
Me too.
The truth is, I believe Joey Clark would make as good a jury as he get.
He'd want to be the foreman.
They want somebody that thinks for themselves. Come on.
Exactly. That's why I'm telling you, Scott. That's why we don't get picked.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. If you show just a little bit of, and if you really want to be on the jury, you can fake it. But if you don't want to be on the jury, or you're just honest, it's very easy to get out of jury duty.
Yeah.
Well, I'm reporting on Monday, so there won't be a show.
In all seriousness,
The show is 12, right?
Yeah, I have to report at 1.
What? What kind of jury duty is that?
See what you get for voting?
I know.
Yeah, it's good.
That'll teach you.
Hey, anyway, I was going to say, the last time I did jury duty, check this out. Dan Morris was still in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been by the courthouse a couple times and seen it. There's a terrible backlog. And
I bet there is.
They're grinding them through. But I will. I'll be past all this, and I'll be happy to serve. Come 1st of May. Also, Joey. In all seriousness, yeah, man. A new member of the family is an absolute blessing. Hats off to you. That's not going to stop me though from mouthing off about Joey's Playhouse. It's going to be like a Pee Wee Herman, spinoff. you got your big chair. I'm trying to think of a name for TV. There was Cheerio, you got your big TV. Pee-wee's Playhouse actually was a pretty good little old show.
One of my favorites. Yeah. I would get up early on Saturday morning
to watch Pee-wee's Playhouse.
One time many years ago,
Cowboy
Sky,
Curtis.
Yeah, somebody superimposed my face as though I would be Cowboy Curtis, so I appreciate you bringing up that memory.
Well, the person went on to be a very famous and well-respected actor. And I just can't think of his name right now. Cowboy Curtis.
Yeah, but they never let him forget that one time when he... I appreciate it, Sam.
Yeehaw. Oh, many happy trails.
Thanks, adios,
see you, Sammy.
Amigos.
Before we run out of time here, tell us about the Alabama Gazette, Scott.
Oh, yeah, I'd be glad to. The Alabama Gazette is your local, hometown, conservative newspaper. None of that woke liberal nonsense, the Alabama Gazette. And they've been that way throughout all 23 years, published right here in beautiful downtown Montgomery, serving central Alabama proper. The Alabama Gazette is pro-life, pro-family, pro-America. They live up to it in every single edition. If you know someone that has moved away from the Montgomery area, it makes a great gift. A little piece of Montgomery that they can hold in their hand, old-time newspaper with lots of local facts and information, you know, births, deaths, all those interesting things. That's the Alabama Gazette. Honest, informative, trustworthy. They are most worthy of your support. Give them a call, the Alabama Gazette, 356-6700. Get yourself a one-year subscription for just $38. That's a bargain.
I like it.
356-6700, the Alabama Gazette. They are most worthy of your support.
Good to hear. And is this Artie the man on the line?
Yes, sir.
Go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
How you doing, Ray?
Good. I answered the first phone call.
Yes, you did. Very proud. Very proud.
Well, that's because I'm in my truck. I'll tell you what's very frustrating is 85.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are we doing 10 miles an hour down it today?
Yep. What I thought.
But I'll tell you what's not frustrating is a phone call of 285-8117.
285-8117, that's the number for your business, right? Prattville Carpet?
It is. We'll come out, give you that free measurement, move all your belongings, take all the floors up, get rid of them. Got a new floor down, can't be happier than that.
Right. I mean, folks, they will literally go the extra mile to resurface your home.
Yep.
And they do fantastic work. It's a great family-owned business and one of the best sponsors we got here on News and Views, Prattville Carpet.
All about the best, but the best looking.
All right. Truth in advertising, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Guys, y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Ray. Thank you, brother.
I'm about to throw this this phone system out the window.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's been doing this for months now. It just got worse all of a sudden.
I think this building is over some kind of ancient burial mound or something, because you can't fix it.
Somebody needs to tell the developer.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be right on it.
We'll hold our breath.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. About 5 minutes left here in the show. Where'd Texas go? Where'd George go?
Bailing out early on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the tasty cakes topic.
No, I think that's what got him calling. Asking for some autographed photographs.
Like the things y'all make up in your own mind.
Dude, I've tried to tell him that's the deluxe package. That don't come free. Subscription only.
You know, this is a wholesome radio show.
It is. That's why we have a subscription service.
Mm-hmm. So what do y'all think of the indictment of Donald John Trump?
I'm not as mad as I was last week about it, but I still find it incredibly disturbing. We're going into the wrong direction.
Isn't this something that occurs in banana republics?
Yes, that's what I mean. We're going
communist type political enemies. That's yep. how they're dealt with.
Yep.
It's disturbing on several levels, but I'm not surprised.
I did like Ronnie D saying that, you know, we're not going to extradite him from Florida.
Right. But yeah. Apparently Trump's going to report.
Right. But you know why Ronnie did that just to show Trump, I got you, big guy.
Oh, yeah. No, and Vivek Ramaswamy was defending him. Even right. Mike Pence was defending him. Lindsey Graham was just, I'm so upset, Sean.
Talking out to you.
I'm fit to be tied, whatever that means.
They may be building a better monster. This is gonna do a lot for fundraising. It's gonna do a lot for momentum. It's gonna get people energized.
You're right with all that. You are exactly right. I just feel it's another turn in this nation that's going down.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a downward spiral. This is not for
how
the
does,
positive.
How does this look on the world stage?
Oh, we're laughed at right
of
now.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, even worse.
And we're and that's why we're getting like the Chinese balloons. We're going to get the poking of the bear constantly right now. They know they can't beat us, but right now we're beating ourselves, so they're going to continue to pick on us.
Yeah, what are we going to do about it?
Exactly. Argue.
Yeah. Complain.
We're probably going to drink and eat stuff. Maybe a little smoke, too.
I did pick up a 30
USA. Pack of USA.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Every holiday just becomes an excuse to eat stuff and blow stuff up.
Oh, by the way, speaking of holidays, Saturday is my son's birthday.
So all right.
Happy birthday, Justin. I'm going to say he's 35.
He's 35?
Wait, your son 35. Is 35?
I think 35.
Yeah. You started young, didn't you?
He did start
young. Yeah,
so 18. Did I. So did
what are you, 35, right?
I'm 34.
I think he's just a few months ahead of you.
Okay.
So we're going to have a party at his house.
Well, congrats on that. Birthday. That should be fun.
It is. I can't wait to see the grandkids. And my son, of course, too, but the grandkids.
That's the payoff.
Right.
And isn't it a shot in the arm? Better than any of those B vitamin shots you're taking.
Way better. Just the video. I got a video yesterday of Daniel saying War Eagle and about broke down and cried, but it just made my day.
Yeah.
This is great. Absolutely great.
I'm not even going to come back with a dumb joke.
That's okay.
Because I understand, man. I get it. I'm a grandparent.
And so. It's something that, you know, as a parent, I feel like, okay, grandparent, yeah, I'll call you when I need you. But now as a grandparent, I'm literally ready to call me anytime. Put me in, coach. I'm so excited. We got to babysit him last weekend, which just for a few hours, but, man, me
did
and Susanna had a time of our life.
Because I didn't. I mean, what it would be like.
No.
I didn't either. Nobody told me.
No.
This is the payoff. This is what's all the hard work.
And what's funny, though, Skye, when I was 18 and Justin was born, I would have never guessed I'd been a grandparent.
Oh, wow. I didn't think I'd lived.
Right. Is it like all the joy of having a kid without much of the anxiety?
No, because
figured out on my end.
Yeah. I'm naturally anxious, so I'm already wanting them to homeschool. I'm already,
No, you do whatever you want. I invoke grandparents' privilege, which trumps
that is true.
The parents' authority, and I do whatever I want. Yep. And raise hell. I send them home. It's
you know what Trump's at? Great grandparents' authority. I saw that in action the other day. It was great.
did you get yours?
It was great. I was like, get them, baby.
See, we got some calls coming at the last second. We only got like a minute here, so this has to be swift. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, yeah. I
expect
to be on the air, but this is Urbanite.
Hey, Urbanite.
Have you guys heard about Brazil and China?
Yeah,
I reported on that earlier today.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? You got an expert coming to talk about the ramifications on that?
I've got a clip to play.
All right, then.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
All right, bye-bye.
Why can't I explain the ramifications?
He wants an expert.
You're on there. Who's this?
Joey, I think it's time for Skye and Eddie to go to the Buick dealer.
I'm ready. After today's workout. After today's workout, I'll take a Buick. Yeah. And this ain't your granddaddy's Buick.
What's wrong with a Buick?
Road King, baby.
Put some of those 18s on it, man.
I saw one on the wind, baby. Woo! Some curb feelers. Airplane antenna on the back.
I ain't scared of getting old anymore, man.
No, I'm embracing it.
It's hard. You gotta be tough.
I don't know what the deal is, but the whole Tasty Cakes thing makes me want to just go home and not be around people.
Why? You got some sewing to do?